I know this seems to be a recurring motif, but in my younger years, I wasn't too swift. Oh, sure, I had my IQ points and I did well in school, but I was severely lacking in common sense. There are all sorts of things that I could blame, like a late-blooming pubescence or an inferiority complex, and I don't necessarily discount an idiocy gene somewhere in the mix. I was fine most of the time, and upon first meeting me, I could put on a good show. It was only after you'd known me for a period of time that one of my blonde moments would happen. And then, the secret would be out. Seventh grade English, I had Mrs. Tibbles. She was a crotchety older lady in her mid-50s, with a disposition that added another 20 years. She was wheelchair-bound most of the time, with thinnish gray and pepper hair. She was not a person who seemed entirely happy with the hand life had dealt her, but there was one thing you could definitely say about her. She loved teaching. She respected the English language and everything about it. She coddled its dependent clauses, adored its abundant gerunds, and radiated over its innate beauty and simpleness and complexity. Among everything the world had to offer, Mrs. Tibbles valued the English language above all else. She loved the language so much that each year she organized a class field trip for any of her students interested. This wasn't an afternoon at the public library or a day trip to the Natural Science Center. This was a field trip of all field trips, a week-long jaunt to fabulous London, England. Can you imagine taking a bunch of 12 and 13-year-olds to a place like London? Now, can you imagine those same kids being from a small country school in North Carolina, born with southern drawls that half our own country couldn't understand? Most of us had never even been to a large American city like New York or San Francisco, much less to a big foreign city. To us, a subway was a chain of sandwich stores. Trains rode on tracks above ground and carried coal and lumber and had little red cabooses. The trip was all Mrs. Tibbles talked about. She'd taken her classes the last 10 years, and each year excited her more and more. Nothing gave her more pleasure than exposing a bunch of little country hicks to the world at large. There was only one hindrance. The trip would cost over $1,000, which back in the mid-80s was nothing to sneeze at. Mrs. Tibbles would have question and answer sessions to drum up interest and push our sheltered minds to their limits. She tried to always coax our creativity up to the surface and massage our brains just enough to get the juices flowing. London is the capital of England. Great Britain is a collective term for the nations of England, Scotland, and Wales. The United Kingdom is Great Britain and Northern Ireland. The English Channel separates England from France, and England uses pounds instead of dollars. The English love their fish and chips, and it rains all the time. There were never a shortage of great questions. It seemed like everyone raised their hands and had something to ask about our British cousins overseas. So I guess it was only a matter of time before peer pressure reared its ugly head and forced my hand up one day. I'll never forget this moment till the day I die. And even then, I'm sure St. Peter will be shaking his head at the pearly gate saying, "That was you?" It was probably the blondest moment I've ever had in my entire life. I wish I could blame it on some type of asthma-induced dizziness, or a pre-diabetic coma, or a heat stroke, or maybe even a mini aneurysm. I wish there were a logical reason for my absolute stupidity, but I can think of none. I replay this memory in my mind over and over, grimacing each time, but I always come to the same conclusion. I just wasn't thinking. The question I asked was, "What language do they speak?" That was my unforgivable crime. I sat there, in the middle of this English class, surrounded by raucous laughter and finger-pointing as I slowly understood what I had asked. this little country boy had been so wrapped up in learning about a foreign land with its foreign ways that he'd completely skipped over the fact it was England, the birthplace of the English language. Did I mention that this English class was for gifted and talented students? Yeah, that's right. It was the smart people English class. Kind of puts a whole new spin on it, doesn't it? My memory doesn't allow for an answer from Mrs. Tibbles. I can only remember the other kids in the classroom as they snickered and shared knowing looks over my humiliation. I do recall actually shrinking in my desk and my face warming to about 180. Fittingly enough, this was the first year that Mrs. Tibbles didn't have enough students interested in the trip to make it happen. After 10 straight years of taking her classes to London, ours disappointed her. And I think I'm to blame. I may have inadvertently, through my extremely blonde moment, taken the mystery and intrigue out of the once exciting trip. Et tu, Brute?